New York and several other states are preparing to sue the Environmental Protection Agency over a decision to relax air pollution rules. The Bush administration said yesterday that it's changing regulations that dictate when aging power plants and oil refineries have to install pollution control equipment. NPR's Christopher Joyce joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a very complicated but controversial change, but let's start here with the basics. What were the rules and why were they imposed?
The rules involved power plants that were old. Under the Clean Air Act of 1970 and the way it was interpreted over the next few years, new power plants had to install the latest, best pollution control devices. But the idea was old power plants can't afford to do all of that. We don't want to knock them out of business. So we'll let them do maintenance, routine maintenance to stay alive, sort of the baling wire and duct tape approach. But if they upgrade substantially or if they really improve their facilities, they then have to install the best and the latest environmental controls.
And this decision changes when they have to do that and when they don't have to do that.
It's not only exactly when they have to change it, but the new rule says that instead of using the term routine maintenance, which has been very ambiguous and has been a real bone of contention, you know, what is routine maintenance? It's hard to define, particularly if you're on the one hand an environmentalist and on the other hand a company trying to make money. So the new rule says instead of routine maintenance, we're going to say if a plant modifies one of its process units by less than 20%, replaces it with less than 20% of the cost of replacing the whole thing, they can get away with that and not have to add the new pollution control equipment.
This is a decision involving maintenance at power plants. It's been seen coming for quite some time, and it's generated tremendous controversy in the environmental community and elsewhere. Why is this such a big deal?
If you're in the power plant business or refinery business, you want to improve the efficiency and the quality of the plant. What those companies have been saying is that every time we try to do that, we are threatened with having to add a lot of very, very expensive pollution control equipment, the very best and the latest. And we just can't afford to do that when it's just a matter of replacing a cracked tube or a cracked pipe or an old boiler when we're not really upgrading the plant. Environmentalists say that's just a cover, that they'll continue to do what they call maintenance. And in fact, it's not. It's actually upgrading the plant.
Some of these plants are worth billions of dollars. So we're talking about a situation, am I correct, where plants might spend tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on maintenance, but they don't have to install the pollution control equipment.
Mm-hmm. One of the arguments that the environmental groups are putting forth, and they're quite angry about this rule, is that you can continually do these small itty-bitty upgrades that don't trigger the 20% cost rule, and over years essentially replace an entire plant.
And we mentioned lawsuits at the beginning. Northeastern states appear to be preparing to sue. Why is it of such importance to northeastern states in particular?
Well, geography, really, it's their downwind. They're the people who collect or receive or on the butt end, if you will, of a lot of the pollution that comes out of the big power plants and coal-fired power plants, especially in the Midwest. And they're the ones they believe are going to be suffering from the increase in air pollution that the critics of this new rule say is going to be the result.
NPR's Christopher Joyce. Chris, thanks very much.
You're welcome.